Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tyson and Tegan with your 8am Zlines. In local news, Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has been accused of breaking her promise to implement all 14 recommendations of the Peter Coaldrake Review, with only 10 having been enacted on. The review had made recommendations that would strengthen accountability and integrity mechanisms inside the government. Queensland's Public Service Commissioner, David Mackey, defended the position, saying that millions of dollars would be spent setting up and running a clearinghouse option, and that there is, quote, a central body through Shared Services Queensland that does this sort of work.
Australia's first hobby horsing club is on track to hold a national competition by the end of August 2024. Founded by Queenslander Maddie Somwani, Hobby Horse Riders Australia was created in 2016 and now has 15 active competitors and 60 informal members. The disciplines offered at the club include show jumping and dressage. With their sights set on competing nationally, Hobby Horse Riders Australia will be organising local events to garner interest and recruit more riders to the cause.
In national news, a parliamentary inquiry has heard that former Commissioner of Fire and Rescue New South Wales, Paul Baxter, hired a consultant friend, Mark Stigger, outside the standard processes, who was paid $6,000 a day for 4 years between 2017 and 2021. The organisation's acting commissioner, Jeremy Futrell, stated that, quote, "This is the sort of thing, for many of us, that doesn't enhance the reputation of Fire and Rescue New South Wales. If anything, it tarnishes it." The Fire Brigade Employees Union also tabled documents obtained through Freedom of Information that suggest Mr. Baxter circumvented proper procurement rules in hiring Mr. Stigger.
Free payphones have become a lifeline for Australians in need since Telstra introduced free calls 2 years ago. Over 40 million calls have been made, with more than 250,000 calls to emergency services in the past year. Australia's most used free payphone is located at the Sacred Heart Mission in Melbourne CBD, providing crucial support to people experiencing homelessness, domestic violence, and other challenges.
In international news, Russia is set to launch its first mission to the moon since 1976, when it was part of the Soviet Union. The Luna 25 craft will launch on Friday and is set to reach the lunar orbit in about 5 days' time, and are destined for the South Pole, a place where no spacecraft has landed smoothly. Roscosmos, the Russian space agency, has stated that the module will operate for 1 year and will be used to take analysis soil samples and conduct long-term research on material and the atmosphere.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 13 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.